Hey y'all, it's me again, Bonnie Violet. I just wanted to take a second and thank my Patreon members. Patreon members are folks who contribute on a monthly basis anywhere from $3 to $150 a month to support the work of a queer chaplain. Big shout out to Victoria Thompson, Jason Brandt, Brandon Stanton, Kim Silva, Brandy McCarg, Randy Sandknot, Bob Kaiser, Joey Huckmeister, Violet Rhiannon, Gabriel, Jonathan, Patrick, and Todd Atkins-Whitley. Thank you so much for your continued contributions. And if you're interested in joining the Patreon, just check the link in the description. Go to patreon.com/BonnieViolet. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Good morning, Lacers. Bonnie Violet here, a queer chaplain. Today is number 33 of the Daily Lives of Lacing Your Narrative with a Spiritual Thread live stream workshop series. Sorry for that noise. Sorry about that. today is what is your ideal? So we are talking about what's our ideal spirituality? What's our ideal understanding? And one of the things that I've been really kind of thinking about, or that's on my mind today, with just kind of like with the George Floyd trial, the stuff going on in Columbus, Ohio. I also like am on a recovery podcast and was kind of talking a little bit about just my history, past experiences with, say, drugs and alcohol, and just everything that's tied up with that life, if you will. And then I was watching a documentary, a PBS documentary this morning, following people on parole. And it kind of led me to this idea of, I guess, in my ideal spirituality or understanding, I don't know, I guess part of it would be like, you know, I was thinking of this ideal as like, what would the ideal even world that we lived in? You know, one of the things that seems so, I don't know, it just seems like there's a, what was I going to say with this? But I don't understand, you know, I think the prisons are too full. I think we put people into, I don't think that we're correcting people in correctional facilities. I don't think, or even like through parole or probation or those sorts of things. And I'm wondering how we can create a world in which people can be helped through those situations. So people could be like genuinely like really helped. You know, I was noticing that a lot of the so-called way of helping people be better is to separate them from people. And that feels contrary to the solution. You know, I'm just thinking, again, this is just kind of random, but if people are harming other people, say for whatever reason, or harming themselves, and I think it takes a level of dehumanization of that person or the people impacted by what you're doing in order for you to do what you did, I guess. This is really just a strain of thought, so please don't tear me up. But if it does bring up something to share, please do. But so why would we then remove people from society, or from even oftentimes you're removing them from their loved ones, you're removing them from family members, you're removing them from any sort of support, and then you're throwing them in a space of like
not great connection or even just kind of helping the situation. So I'm, I do believe that the opposite of addiction is connection. I think we talked in recovery last night at the CCC podcast, which I'll put a link to it if you're interested. But we were talking about, we were talking about recovery and, we were talking about like the commonalities of what recovery groups have, like whether you're going through like 12 step or you're in some sort of mental health or like, you know, cause we recover from a lot of things. We recover from like sexual abuse, spiritual abuse, substance abuse, you know, all that sort of stuff like that. And oftentimes the way to get out of that or to heal from that, or recover from those situations, it takes, being in a space of talking about it. It takes having supportive community and kind of working toward being different or responding different to the situation. Oftentimes it takes professionals who can help with either the mental health or the physical health or the dietary health or spiritual health, all those sorts of things, in order for us to get to a space where we can be different in the world. And I just feel like we just set a lot of people up. And there's a balance of we all have like our own, I guess, you know, we have to do for ourselves, but also they're just, I don't know. I just feel like we're set up, you know, we're kind of set up to fail in a lot of ways or set up to fall short. And it would be great if we could create systems and ways of actually being with one another that is, helps us to see one another's humanity and allows us to have our own humanity and kind of help us through our processes. Because a lot of the times I think these things are sometimes, you know, they're implanted in us, they're transmitted to us, and then we're stuck dealing with them. And if we don't have the tools or the skills or the awareness or the support to kind of like cope with these sorts of things, then that's when, you know, things go a bit awry. Again, I'm not sure where I'm going with all this, but I think in an ideal world, you know, justice and harm and all that sort of stuff would be different. You know, I'm not really for prisons, but how do we help people who are harming other people to not harm people anymore in society? So I think if it was, we throw away too much, we throw away people, we throw away products. Again, I'm just kind of rambling, but one of the things I was thinking about, like, what is the ideal world that I would want to live in, or what would be happening in a world that I wanted to live in, and that my spirituality in some ways could maybe be informed by that sort of ideal existence. So that's it. That's where I'm at for today. That was number 33 of the Daily Lives. If you want to know more information, go ahead and check out the links in the description. I'll also include a link to the new podcast and that PBS documentary that I was talking about. So love to hear from you. Love to hear how things are going for you. If you're participating in the process, or even if you're not, I'm going to just let it go. All right. Take care. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey y'all, Bonnie Violet here again. Just wanted to take a second to let you know about Splintered Grace Podcast. Splintered Grace Podcast just completed its fifth season entitled Still Seeking. Splintered Grace is a podcast that I co-host with my aunt, who is a conservative Christian and one of my biggest supporters in my trans identity and just life in general. While many family members are choosing to no longer speak, we have chosen to sit at the table and engage in difficult conversations to find peace and restoration. Over our 24-year relationship, we have had a lot of ups and downs, and we haven't always really liked each other. We definitely never understood each other, and still some of it we don't, but we love one another so much and so hard and really work hard to show up for one another. And our hope is that by listening to this podcast, others may be able to begin to have peace and restoration in some of their other relationships with family members and or other loved ones. Check it out, Splintered Grace Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. Take care. Love ya. Bye.